This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is on the road to campaign for Republican candidates ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden urged voters to reject Trump's politics of division. In Montana, the president told a partisan crowd in the small town of Belgrade that Tuesday's vote could change the country's future.
The Democrat Party, not the Democratic Party, but the Democrat Party, wants to sign illegal aliens up for free health care, free welfare, free education. And what do they really want? The right to vote. Because they figure that's the way they stay in office forever.
In Ohio, meanwhile, Biden told voters that Trump and the Republicans do not represent American values.
Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Folks, that's what's under attack. And it's time for us to stand up for these American ideals.
The president will be speaking in Tallahassee, Florida, in support of Republican Rick Scott, who is trying to unseat Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. He'll also be there for former Congressman Ron DeSantis, who is taking on Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum to replace Scott as Florida's governor. Voters in Myanmar voted Saturday in 13 by-elections for seats in parliament and regional assemblies. Political analysts say the vote is essentially a test of support for the country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and the ruling National League for Democracy. Suu Kyi remains popular in Myanmar, but her international standing has been tarnished by the treatment of the country's Muslim minority, Rohingya. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.